I want you to remember that no manager ever won a matchup by beating his opponent. He won it by making the other poor, dumb manager beat himself. Men, what you have heard about some managers not wanting to be in the playoffs, not wanting to fight, is a load of horse dung. Managers, all real fantasy managers, love the sting of battle. When we were kids, we all admired the fastest runner, the big league ball player, the toughest boxer. We fantasy owners love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. We play to win all the time because nobody gives a hoot in hell about a man who lost and laughed. That is why we will never lose a war, because the very thought of losing is hateful to fantasy managers. Now, a fantasy lineup is a team. It eats, sleeps, and scores as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. Anyone who says that doesn't know anything more about real starts and sits than they do about fornicating. We are geared up and with high spirits. 30 years from now, when you're sitting around your fireside with your grandson on your knee, and he asks you, what did you do to win the 2023 Half a Heads Fantasy Football Championship? You won't have to say, well, I shoveled shit in Louisiana. You will say, I stood tall and told my team I will be proud to lead you wonderful guys into battle anytime and anywhere. Welcome to the Half a Heads Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Chad General Patton Eversong. With me is Matt General George Custer Dempsey.
Got me all fired up over here.
Oh, thanks.
I'm actually pretty sad about this league, but now I'm happy that you did that to get me wrapped up for the pod.
For the next one. For the other league, I thought you were going to say. Yeah. For the podcast, that works too. So, yeah, a season comes to the end for some.
It's quite a bummer. I was just kind of reminiscing about my team, and I was 4-2 and in first place a mere 8 weeks ago, and I finished the season, 9 weeks ago, I finished the season 1-8.
Oh, wow. That's a terrible.
That's terrible.
But you did finish strong.
I guess so. No, not really. Not in this league.
Kind of. I mean, you put up some
big numbers. I was 4-2 and I finished 5-9.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Bad. It's okay. We're not here to talk about me, though.
Well, how did you do in some of your other leagues? Like, you're in how many?
I'm in four, and I missed the playoffs in three of them. Ooh. But the other one that you're in, I'm in first place. So I'm reminiscing. I mean, not reminiscing. I am revved up for the playoffs in that. Although I have a bye week this week, but I'm revved up for the playoffs in that league.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Four leagues. First in one, yeah. Second in another, and whoa. Third in two.
Oh, man, you're 4-4 in the playoffs.
Decent year so far.
The boy's turned into a man.
Yeah, I have. And for some news, not much, but because it was a while ago, that Miami game, that collapse. Pretty crazy.
Was wild. I mean, the old analytics thing with going for two first and then getting the extra point to win.
For the Titans?
Yeah. Like, right? Rabel did the thing that everybody's been clamoring for, and I still don't really understand it, but whatever.
No, it's so you can go for the win.
I know, but you can go for the win if you go for two the second time.
I guess, but it's scarier. Because can't you still kick a field goal, I guess?
I don't know. We have to get into this. But it's analytics. But that was, the Titans were 13.5-point dogs, and they won outright.
Really?
13-point dogs.
Wow, what if somebody actually...
And they were down by 14 with 3 minutes to go.
That's like, so nuts.
Can you imagine actually having that ticket?
767 games or teams went down 14 in the final 3 minutes.
Haven't won. 0-767. Unbelievable.
Yeah, next gen stats had Miami at a 96.6% win probability. That is the second worst blown lead. The first?
It's got to be Browns Jets, right?
It was. Yeah. 97.
It was the quarterback for the Jets, remember that?
Flacco. Bringing the magic here to Cleveland, which, how about that?
Yeah, man, I got that on my list.
I could never have been more wrong about a quarterback coming in.
You ain't kidding, man. They beat them 8-5, the Jaguars, I should say, but they're getting destroyed by injuries.
Oh, the Browns?
Yeah, they're just decimated.
Signed Delpit to lose them.
Okorambo, Mo Hurst.
Lost Mo Hurst?
Yeah, he's out for the season.
Oh,
DeJuan Jones out for the season. Jedrick Wills out for the season.
Who is our new tackle?
I don't know. Right tackle. It'd be Hudson and Christian. Christian, I think, is last name.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I picked up Flacco, and now I'm sitting here like, dude, he's going to be getting creamed now, or has to. I don't know. When did DeJuan Jones get hurt?
A couple of weeks ago, I think.
Oh, so he hasn't.
He's been banged up for a while, but I think he re-aggravated it, or I don't know.
So he never played last week, DeJuan
I think
Jones.
He did. I thought he wasn't. I think he did and hurt his knee again in the good league.
Damn, that's a loss.
But I think Stefanski should be coach of the year. I know I'm biased, but he's won 8 games with 4 quarterbacks. If you look at the standings, the teams have won 8 games. I think there's like 8 of them. 7 of them have only started 1 quarterback, and the Browns have started 4.
First team since 1950. That's insane. To have 4 quarterbacks win a game.
That's insane.
Yeah, there was a big article.
The season has been the biggest whirlwind of my life, of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane, and we're in the driver's seat for a playoff berth, and I'm very excited to see how that season ends.
That Browns jersey that has all the names on it. Yeah. You just had to add 3 this year.
That's true.
That's nuts.
That's true.
But we're sitting kind of good.
Yeah.
Kind of good.
Yeah.
It's shaky. I don't know.
Yeah.
We might make the playoffs, but
I think we're going to.
We could possibly win the AFC East.
No.
Overall.
No. They have, like, go to the Super Bowl.
No, just in terms of seeding.
AFC North.
No. Well, yeah, if they beat the Ravens, they're probably going to be in the first
seed. We don't play the Ravens.
Well, in terms of standings. Well,
the Ravens are 10-3. We're 8-5. That's 2 games, and they have the
tiebreaker.
They lose
out.
I don't think they're going
to
lose
out. We win
out. They're really good.
They are pretty good. The other big game that was kind of surprising was the Jets game.
Oh, that's where you're going. I had a different one.
Oh, okay.
The Jets Texans? Stroud got hurt.
Stroud got hurt, but Zach Wilson,
AFC Player of the Week.
Apparently, before that game, he told his teammates, and I'm sorry, cover your ears. He goes, I don't give a fuck about this.
Yeah.
I'm just going out there and playing.
Well, that's what his attitude should have been the whole season.
Kind of, right? When you have, it's kind of what like the Vikings did to Dobbs, where they were like, you make one mistake and you are out. And he sucked.
Yeah.
Wilson was just like, I'm done. I don't care. Balling. Good on him.
I mean, them starting Tim Boyle for 2 games is coaching malpractice. That's going to be studied for years and years about playing that guy.
He did say for weeks, like, no, we're sticking with Wilson. And people were like, change it.
I know, but Boyle was one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen in my whole life.
He was terrible. Yeah, horrible. But that's why it's like, well, they're in practice. They're looking at the alternative of Wilson, and they're like, no, we just have to keep Wilson. Sorry, people, but yeah. I don't know. Sala, that whole Jets organization is a mess. Maybe they'll pick up Bill Belichick.
No, I think Saul will be back.
Seeing as Bill is apparently on the outski.
I have that as a note in here as well. Reportedly out at the end of the year. They said it's his fate was sealed. His fate was sealed. Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, I almost
The Colts game in Germany, how they blew that. Like, they put Zappi in the last 2 minutes. He threw a pick.
Looked horrible.
Yeah. Coaching, where's he going to coach next? I think he's definitely going to coach, or he might be in the booth. People will say a little
he
bit.
He wants that record. He does. The Shula record is too important.
But it's still like, it's like 20-some games away. He's got to win. That's a lot of games. Yeah. That's a lot of games to win.
Yeah,
that's like 3 more years.
Three, 4 more years.
Dude's like 75 years old.
He can literally go to any team, and any team would be like, yep.
That's not true.
I don't.
Not anymore.
As long as they might put a condition in that you leave your sons at home.
No, I mean, he can't go to the Texans, I wouldn't want him for the Browns.
Maybe he's in line to go to the Panthers to be like,
I can see that one.
Tepper.
But I don't think that the Panthers...
Leave me alone.
I don't think you want to go to the Panthers because he wants to win.
Yeah,
the Panthers are horrible. A horrible organization.
Yeah. They are in dire need.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, I don't know.
Man, you missed the biggest story of the whole weekend. Maybe the whole season.
Which was?
The Kadarius Toney offsides.
Oh, yeah.
That was... And the Travis Kelce lateral play?
You gotta turn and ask that ref. Point to him and say, am I onside? He never looked at him.
That was Travis Kelce straight out of the turkey bowl right there.
That
he was
cool.
Just swinging it. Yeah. I mean, that was one of the best plays ever. That's not going to be ever counted.
Which they should do hook and ladders more like that.
Oh, dude. So
just
totally
send your fastest guy out there to the corner and chuck one to him.
But it was very funny how the controversy of the week was a call that was correct.
Oh, right?
It was so weird. Like,
yeah.
Usually it's like a missed pass interference or like a missed this, but it was the right call.
That's a great
But it was point. So much I saw that on Twitter. I saw I can't. That's not my own
but
point.
It still is true.
It's a ref that did a correct thing, and he's just getting destroyed for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mahomes is beside himself. He's out of his mind.
Foot over the line, including
it wasn't
the head.
Even close.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Bad. But again, you got to check with the ref.
The Bills vaulted themselves back in the playoffs. Dude, they went from plus 4,000.
Yeah.
What do you think they are now?
Plus 1,300?
1,800.
Oh, 18, okay.
They jumped.
Yeah, huge.
A huge amount, which that's why I like doing this week by week thing. But that was a massive jump.
That, I don't know.
They have an outside chance to win their division.
That division is weird.
I mean, the Dolphins are up by...
Come on, Jets.
No, the Jets, they're out, dude. The Jets are 5-8.
Darn it. I was hoping they could somehow pull it off.
No,
I was
like,
Denver's one went out.
I know.
Houston's
I have that
knocking on the
too.
Door.
I know. Cowboys smoked the Eagles. take over first in the NFC East.
I mean,
Eagles, they're bad. They're not bad, but they're not good.
When you have a defense that is that leaky, and
yeah.
I mean, they're literally the worst pass defense. You don't win the Super Bowl.
We're heading straight for a 49ers Cowboys NFC Championship battle, game, which is going to be gonna awesome. Be the winner. Which is going to be awesome.
Oh yeah, hopefully it's not as, because that Eagles game was kind of clunky. But was that because they were down Purdy?
Last year?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Purdy's
doing. Yeah, like, so couldn't throw. You get the full thing.
Oh, yeah, to be unbelievable. That game last year would have been unbelievable, too, if not for Purdy getting hurt.
Yeah.
Ravens outlast a formidable Rams team in overtime. Rams are kind of good, too, by the way.
Sneaky.
Ravens are first place in the AFC, and they're actually plus 550 in Vegas. Which is
they're down?
No, it's the highest they've been all season.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, last week they were plus 700.
Who did they jump?
They jumped. They jumped the Dolphins. Remember last week the Dolphins were the number one seed, and you're like, they stink. And they also jumped the Chiefs.
Wow. So they're second favorite now.
Yeah, they're second favorite. And your boys got tickets for the 49ers and the Ravens.
I think about that. Yeah, right. I think it's got to be the 49ers here. They're just
right.
Too good all around. The Ravens are I don't believe in them.
Who wants to win the NFC South? Saints, Bucks, and Falcons are all tied at 6-7.
They all might lose.
They are somehow like they're all like bad, but there's gonna be one team that hosts a playoff game.
It's one of the most exciting races in football.
Honestly, dude, the Bucks are kind of fun to watch. I kind of like watching the Bucks. Baker kind of just slings it all over the place. We brought it up a little bit earlier, but Monday Night Football mayhem, the two games at once was actually kind of sweet, especially when it came down to fantasy playoffs because there was two games on at one time.
Oh, yeah.
Giants beat the Packers with Tommy DeVito. Tommy Cutlets.
Dude, that rollout that he...
Oh, dude.
When he rolled out, he was running 15 miles an hour or something. It's like the second fastest any quarterback has thrown a completion on or something like that.
I didn't see that.
But when he did it, that was the Hodgins on the sideline.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And just touchdown. Immediately turned into the old Italian thing. And Italian I was like, yeah. This dude is feeling himself.
He's feeling himself. I mean, he was NFC Player of the Week, which is insane.
Looked kind of good.
Dude, he's good. 3-1 as a starter. Like, he had some stats like 300 yards, 75 yards rushing, and like so many touchdown passes. He's like the only person to do it this season or something like that. Very bizarre.
Okay, if they were to somehow, because they're not out of the
They're playoffs, not out of it, but they need a miracle.
Get it, what did they have to sit there and be like, Daniel Jones, Tommy DeVito.
I mean, I made fun of you a couple weeks ago, but now it's kind of like, I think it's going to be like an issue, I think.
Has to be.
Gotta be. Because they were in like Caleb Williams sweepstakes a couple weeks ago. Now they're like trying to get in the playoffs.
Right. And I guess what they could do essentially is just cut bait with Daniel Jones. And I think they eat like $40 million.
Yeah, that's a lot to eat though.
In a way, it's like, well, that's what you're kind of going to pay DeVito. So
yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're paying a quarterback right. Regardless.
Right.
I don't know.
The
kid is sweet. I love this story.
All the AFC divisions are still kind of up in the air. Can the Bills catch the Dolphins? Jags, Texans, and Colts is tight in the AFC South. And the Broncos, like you said earlier, they can catch. They're only a game back from the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Man,
Chiefs are just...
Yeah, right. They're stinky. Sleep. They're like... It's just a wasted year.
And
it's weird.
And Mahomes now getting... You can tell that's a guy that is not used to losing.
Totally agree. Totally, I
just
know what you're saying.
Whiny.
He's getting whiny, but I think it's whiny towards his own team too. Because like he's like, this is what you're giving me to throw to. These guys stink. The AFC wild card is insane. Like I said, we got the Browns 8-5. We got the Steelers, Colts, Texans, Broncos at 7-6, and then. No, and Buffalo and the Bengals. They're all 7-6.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's insane. Like, so who's going to come teams. Out of that? And then the NFC is
Bills,
kind of...
Probably, the Bengals?
The NFC is kind of the same way, but like not as good of team. Like, the records are worse, but they're like all like jumbled up. It's the...
It's that whole NFC South.
Vikings, Packers... Yeah, Vikings, Packers, Rams, Seahawks, Falcons, Saints, Bucks, Giants, and Bears all have a chance.
That is so many teams.
Right. There's like 20. I heard it on a podcast today, like 23 out of the 32 teams still have a chance to make the playoffs. And there's 4 weeks to go.
I don't know if that's obviously shows how like diluted
right.
In a sense it all is,
right?
Right. There's nobody dominating
that. Like,
but
that seventh wild card is it just keeps everybody in contention, really.
It's going to come down to schedules and win differentials. And
then the last thing I have is it seems to be a three horse race for the MVP. Between Dak, Lamar, and Brock Purdy, I would think.
Lamar in third, Purdy in second, Dak leading the pack.
But I don't know because Purdy destroyed the Cowboys. Like, Dak sucked against the 49ers a couple weeks ago.
It was bad, and now that they're starting to say, like, Oh, his yards per attempt and some guy just went on a rant and I listened to it today and he makes a lot of great points. And one of the biggest things is that he's done it. The numbers are similar, but he's done it on 100 or 90 less passes than Dak has.
Right.
Because he's also one of the least throwing quarterbacks per game. Yeah. So it's just like, maybe he does have an edge.
I think it's Dak's probably the front runner, too, just because he's the Cowboys quarterback and all that kind of shit.
But then you talk to Cowboys fans and they go, oh, he won't win it because he's a Cowboys quarterback.
Right.
Everybody hates Cowboys.
That's really all I got, but the 49ers are plus 240 to win the Super Bowl, which that's lowest they've had all season.
Oh, easily has to be.
And then, like I said, the Ravens, and then the Eagles and Chiefs are tied at plus 700. Dolphins and Cowboys are plus 800. Bills are plus 1800. Lions 22. Jags 25. Browns 40.
Oh, Browns are still in the mix? Or you just add that in?
No, they're the last on the top 10, I should say. They're plus 4,000.
What if Flacco won a Super Bowl?
Keep your dream.
Playoff Joe.
Hey, man, you got to try and get the dance in order to win it.
Do the dance.
Yep.
After this week, with Easton Stick starting, there will be 57 quarterbacks who have started this year.
Dude, there's going to be like a massive, I can't think of the right term, but like there's going to be GMs that like make backup quarterback a priority.
Right?
Because like there's some teams that like don't give a shit about it. And there's some teams that like have it. Like the Colts. Having Gardner Minshew is like
the only reason
they're in seventh in contention. Yeah, he's really good.
He's been good for a backup.
He's really good.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
But to me, it also shows like, oh, I'm done drafting these quarterbacks high.
Right.
Like I don't want a potential guy that's easily injured. They seem like they're the most easily injured. They're more injured than running backs are this year, which is weird.
Yeah, but, I agree.
But yeah, like the Bears, if the Bears are smart, that number one pick, they just go right after Marvin Harrison. They don't mess around. They say, yep, we'll take that, and then we'll take whatever quarterback is left if they want to do that, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. Quarterbacks are weird.
It's really weird.
Recent matchups. How we do in our pickings.
So you know how I've been doing the opposite of you? Well, 2 weeks ago, we went three and three each, and this week we went 3-3 each. Yeah. So it hasn't really. It's like I haven't made up any damage, but I've also hasn't lost.
You could have been if you were just picking a little with me.
That's crazy. So I'm 35-48, and you're 47-37.
Oh man, I'm still just what was that like 600% maybe? It's not great. I want to be in the 700s.
Right.
It was back to back 3-3 weeks. For the first matchup of last week, it was RESPECT, Respect, taking down Law and Order. John was fighting for a playoff spot, needed a win, didn't happen, didn't matter anyways. Nope. CeeDee Lamb had 6 for 71, a touchdown, 16 points, and Garrett Wilson, 9 for 108, 15 points. Yep. His Saints D got him 25, John, for John's team.
Did John even start somebody?
He sat Jaden Reed to prove a point, I'm guessing. To show I need one last guy and I can still beat you. I haven't talked to him.
He's
just assuming.
He had a blank and he also had a kicker that got him -2 points and he still won by 24.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 23.
DJ losing Stroud, giving him only 3, and Nico giving him.
Oh, he also started Dalton Schultz, too.
Oh, kind of, and that's a zero.
I don't know, we should talk about this match.
I know. Derrick Henry at least finished strong, 51 total, 2 touchdowns, gave him 17 points, and his Vikings D goes a good play, 21. But other than that, DJ's.
These guys just spit in the face of the fantasy gods.
Abysmal. Yeah, going out in their own terms. What can you say? The next one, it was SMH Psy, taking down Not My Year.
Not My Year.
116-94.
Sucks.
Zach's side, Lamar Jackson, he might be MVP with these numbers. Right. 316 passing, 3 touchdowns, 2-point conversion, 70 rush yards, 34 points. Joe Mixon destroyed the Indianapolis Colts, 125 total touchdown, 20 points.
What do you think Mixon is for running back this year?
9-6. What?
Right.
Wow, he's having that random year that everybody's like, oh, he could be a top 5 running back.
Right.
Never does it. Good on you, Zach. On your side, James Cook finally had a big game. Whatever. 141 total touchdown, 5 catches, 22 points. And Raheem, 100 total yards, 2 touchdowns, 22 points.
I can't believe I had Mostert and Tyreek Hill, and I still finished 5 and whatever I finished. That's number 2 running back and number 1 receiver.
And Herbert, quarterback 6.
Herbert blows.
You know, it might be, I don't know. You were just in and out.
I know.
You just had too many wide receiver and running back twos that you couldn't
figure it out.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Couldn't figure it out. Should have made a trade.
You know, I was thinking for Zach's team name. You think when he was losing, it was Sigh, SMH, Sigh, like he's sad? Mm-hmm. Or was it like Sigh, you doubters? SMH.
I guess it's like a two-face. It's like however you want to interpret it, yeah. I guess.
All right. Well, next one was, what an upset. Mahomes, my auto, taken down. How dare you? 110-97.
With a blank, too.
Yeah, started Pacheco, gave him zero. D-Hop got him 7 for 124, touchdown, 21 points. And Drake London, 10 for 172, a two-point conversion, 24 points.
That was a big week for him.
Absolutely. Dude, he shows how Drake London is legit stud. Mm-hmm. So good. He's 6'4", right?
He is 6'4", yep.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. What do you think he is on the season, wide receiver-wise?
Oh, it can't be 16, 18. 37. Oh, yeah. Jeez. That's horrible.
Wish he was 16.
I was just assuming, like, maybe he's had a couple of games that were decent. On my side, Breece Hall had 126 total, a touchdown, 8 catches, 22 points. And the Dobby Magic was garbage.
Do you see he's third string now?
Yeah. They should just cut him. Honestly.
Remember that controversy on the Browns radio network? It'll be like, they should have kept Dobbs. Why are you trading for Thumpy? This is why he stinks.
Well, you know what? I think they kind of screwed him up. Like, he was really good in that first game because he was just
playing football.
He was just playing football.
Yeah.
And then it was like Kevin O'Connell just started sinking in and like, trying to control him more and more and more. And it's like, oh, maybe that's not his game. But yeah, I had a bunch of team points. It's
pretty embarrassing that you lost a guy who had a blank.
I mean, if I could just have a quarterback.
When you needed the win.
Give me a quarterback that scores 17 points and that'll be good. Which, you know who did score 17 points?
Is that Flacco?
Russell Wilson.
Oh. You
told me to pick him
up.
Oh,
I did. You're right.
It's another person. Wow. I'm listening to you forever now. So
I should,
you know.
I should just be your offensive coordinator.
Yeah, we'd be undefeated probably. The other upset that happened was legit half ahead, destroying Achilles' heel, 142 to 110. Who's had Evan Engram go crazy, 11 for 95 and 2 touchdowns against the Browns, which is pretty crazy, 27 points. Right. And DJ Moore had 6 for 68, touchdown, 20 rush yards and a touchdown, 23 points. On Coney's side, though, Saquon Barkley, God, I miss you.
Ooh.
101 total, 2 touchdowns, 21 points. And I called out Cooper Kupp, and he goes 8 for 115, a touchdown.
How you like me now?
Yeah, he's pretty good. Man, what a...
And who's just opened up a can? Goodness.
Seriously, the whole team, up and down.
Got to be best of the season for him, right?
Easily, has to be. The next matchup was... here's open this Christmas present. Oh, wait a second. The white elephant gift was a bomb. Bad trade specialist destroys Poop Mouth.
Oh my God, Poop Mouth even have a full team?
Yes, he did. 105.
My goodness.
To 49.
Beep boop, beep boop, beep
boop. Oh man, I don't know.
Beep boop.
This was kind of tough. This makes no sense.
54.
Nope.
53?
Nope.
55.
Yep.
Really? 55.24. No, that ain't right.
55.84.
Oh.
Which that makes no sense. Wait, did I do that right?
Isn't that tough when you look at it? I think you did it right.
105.68 minus 49.84.
55.84. Yeah. It's hard when you're looking at it that way.
Well, I just threw me off because there's an 8.4 in that and there's an 8.4 in that.
And that's why, I was like, that can't be an 8. 8 and 6 don't work. Austin Eckler for Rice, 100 total yards, a touchdown, 18 points. And Rasheed Rice had 7 for 72, a touchdown.
How in the world did
14 points.
He scored 49. Points.
It doesn't make sense. There's not much to say. I guess Puka had 5 for 84 and 6 rush yards.
That's
the
only
game
one that
11.
Scored double digits.
The rest. I mean, Jared Goff. What a meltdown.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, Jared Goff 5, Goff. Swift 3, Laporta 3, Gus Edwards 1.
It's just not a lot to say.
The team just packed it in. Yikes. They said, we're done.
Yikes.
They're not here to win anything. And the last matchup, it was... First
the champ
place.
Is here.
Grande Cogno taking down Bill's kick bass. 133-90.
And his quarterback only scored 8 points.
It's ridiculous. Debo, 7 for 149, a touchdown. 1 rush yard and a touchdown. Gave him 30 points. That is back-to-back weeks that Debo is wide receiver 1. And Rashad White, 135 total, a touchdown, 20 points.
Rashad White had a good season. What do you think?
Oh,
what do you think?
I looked, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Five.
Five.
Yeah. Insane.
That's really good. What
we got him at? And people were like, "Eh, he's just going to be a catch guy." Right. But he has made those receptions into. How many receptions does he have on the season?
He has. I can
find it. Maybe.
I have it here. He has 48 receptions, 419 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was a 7th round pick, 7.12. So he's the last pick of the 7th round.
Oh man, yeah, he's already equaled his receptions this year, almost by except for 2. But he's over 100 yards more, and he has 4 more touchdowns than he did last year.
Right.
Yeah, that'll jump you.
Yeah.
Getting in the end zone, that's huge. On Spag's side, Michael Pittman continues 8 for 95, 2-point conversion, 15 points. And Devin Singletary, 65 rush yards, a touchdown, 12 points. Mm-hmm. Other than that, not a good showing by Spag's team. He's hoping for a different Bills outcome.
He was a pretender. He needed that for the win, didn't he?
Well, yeah. It would have helped. It would have put maybe Siconian first. Yeah, it's a
no, it's, Spags was 8-5. Mikey was 9-4. So Spags won. He would have won first place, right?
I don't. It depends on the
points. Oh, I'm sorry.
It depends on if he has more points than Siconi.
No, Spags would have been 9-5. Siconi's 8-6.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he lost out on first.
Lost out.
Wow. Well, congrats, Mikey. Regular season champ.
Yeah, it's big. It's big time for Mikey. Good season. I mean, he had the least amount of points. Like the top 6, he's got the least amount of points. And he's in first place. I have more points than he does. Jesus.
Man, Mikey's team is, I don't know, came on good when it needed to.
Yep.
Sometimes those guys just who have the good matchups.
Yep.
What is that called?
The Beagle, whatever?
The Bugle Call.
I thought you had it queued up.
I had another one queued up.
So the sausage gets made over here, boys.
Mm-hmm. That would be...
Hey, you want to do the gambling minute picks real quick?
Yeah, do it while I think.
Well, you had a humdinger when that came.
All right, yeah. Gambling minute picks. All right, I hit 2 of mine.
Yeah, Reed. I cannot believe Kyron Williams didn't score. He got 27 touches.
It's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable.
Should have happened.
Yeah, you had Jaden Reed and Kate Otten.
This year, I'm feeling just as good. This week, yes. Yeah.
All right.
First one, Logan Thomas against the Rams. The Rams are terrible against tight ends. Njoku just had 2 against them, right?
That was against the Jaguars.
Oh, against the Jags?
Uh-oh.
Did he have 1 against the Rams, though? I think he did.
I don't remember. A while ago.
Either way, they're bad against tight ends. Okay. I feel good about it. Next one, and this is a crazy one, Rico Dowdle for the boys will score 1 against the Bills.
The Bills?
He's getting goal line work.
Really?
Yes. And I'm just
Has he scored all season?
I don't know, but I'm just sitting here like, okay, if he's getting goal line work, the Bills are weak against the run, it kind of just maybe makes sense. Okay. I know, it's wild.
I'm going to go with Kareem Hunt, which isn't as sexy as your two guys, but we haven't won one of these all season, but we're going to put one together. It's going to be like plus like 2,000.
This one is over 2,000 for shizzle.
Logan Thomas, Rico Dowdle, Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
Jeez. This is going to be something.
Oh, yeah. I hope
jump on our back.
And Pollard gets it.
You got the song?
Yeah, I think so. Why couldn't I think of Taps?
That's what it was.
DJ's probably like, you dummies.
Yeah, he's probably screaming at the phone if he still listens.
All right. For some thank you cards.
Yep. You wait all year for this. You don't want to be in the first round, I'll tell you that. You don't want to be in the first week 15 pot of these.
I tried to go a little easy. Oh. Okay. I think I'm going to have to do this multiple times over here.
Okay.
It's obviously a bad
version. A lot of dead air time.
Here we go. Here we go. Robbie. The curse has been lifted. Even your record got better. But sorry to say, the outcome didn't. Some are saying you were actually better when cursed, which makes me wonder if researching voodoo is in your future. But also in your future dark magic research, look up the word variance. You drafted 5 guys who all play for the same team, a team that is having their worst season in years. As the wise Mother Goose once said, Never put all your eggs in one basket. Robbie Souls, thank you for playing. Hoos. The magic of Hoostini never really amounted to much. You asked if we cared to see a new magic trick. We all said, nah. But you said, too bad, and did it anyway, and made a quality fantasy season completely disappear. You traded the first overall pick to get your favorite player, Justin Jefferson. And ironically, both of your seasons are ending the same. Hurt and disappointing. The team never seemed to be healthy and together until it was too late. And in the end, the record suffered because of it. Next year, remember, sometimes our favorite players can break our hearts. David Van Hoos.
Thank you for playing.
Anth, the forever old emperor of our league. You tried your best, but never quite recovered after receiving the largest blowout of the year in week 5. The poop freely leaked from your mouth after that loss. It appears the curse you put on Robbie all those years ago has passed on to you. Having your top 3 draft picks going out is tough. But maybe next year, don't throw all your fab budget on one hot rod and think about all the repairs a season-long team may require, as you only made 2 waivers all year.
Ooh.
Anthony Donnelly.
Thank you for playing.
John Donnelly. A man known for having more team names than wins, you made a huge change taking 3 wide receivers in the first round of the draft. But it was the 4th wide receiver who stole your heart. Your love affair with Ridley started promising. Unfortunately, it was one-sided, as you gave him every chance to lift up your team. But in the end, he always let you down. I have a number for you to call. It's a fantasy abuse hotline. They will help you find the courage to rise up and get you out of your despair, and perhaps help you strategize a change for the next year. John Donnelly.
Thank you for playing.
Matt Dems.
Oh, no.
To say you had a roller coaster season may be too much credit. You started up the giant descent at the beginning, but instead of going down the ride, you slid straight backwards, leaving the cars in a heap at the launch point. You got out, rubbed your head, and then a rogue wheel came and finished you off. It also happened to hit your beloved quarterback Herbert in the finger, and now he's dead. Maybe next year you'll be more careful and choose a better ride. Matt Dempsey,
thank you for playing.
DJ, the league's fantasy mercenary. What a tough last place season you had. Finishing at the bottom never feels good, but probably feels even worse when it gets brought up like this. Like, hey DJ, what place did you get in fantasy? And you'll say, ugh, last place. Sometimes grabbing the wily old vets can be a good thing. Other times it's a reminder that if you have too many, you wind up in the ice bath with them. Maybe next year a better balance will keep you from being at the bottom. You know, last place. Ultimo Lagar. Denier Plus. Zihua Yiji Difang. Denzel Coleman.
Thank you for playing.
What was that?
Chinese for last place.
Why did you go Chinese?
Okay, glad I did.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, Spanish, French, and
oh,
Chinese.
Goodness gracious.
And for some transactions.
Transactions.
Some money spent. I put big money on Zamir White.
Yeah, it's actually a good call. He plays in 2 hours and he's going to start.
Is he starting?
Yeah, Josh Jacobs is out.
Ooh, daddy.
Yeah, how about that? You make a quick change? Or
I
you
might have to now. Oh, gosh, do I play Zamir White in the playoffs?
Wow, that'd be wild.
So yeah, I guess I got a decision. I have to put money on Flacco. I kind of wish I would have Russell Wilson though. Now that Mikey's been good on that. Rice picking up Odell, nice little grab.
Dude, Odell's been kind of
a pretty decent season. I think he's gonna eclipse 1,000 yards. No,
I don't know about that. No, I don't think so. He didn't play.
I'm a liar then.
He didn't play in 3 games, and he's only had 100 yard game.
Yeah, you're right. He's at 500 yards. My bad.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, 505.
Extrapolated over a whole season. Maybe.
There you go. Maybe. He said 2 of his last 3 games have been really good. 13, like for him really good. 13 and 17.
So. Yeah, if they got to start, they got to throw, play catch up.
Yep.
Not bad.
Yep.
Upcoming matchups. There's two that matter.
Yep. That's the only ones we're going to do, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other two. I mean, we can guess who's going to win, but. The first one, it's 8-6 fifth place, Bills kick Bass. Taking on 8-6 fourth place. Fourth, really? Yeah. Cy SMH Cy.
He's like going 5 in a row in the end of the season.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Is he like, you dummies? Shaking my head. 108 to 103 in Zach's favor. He's got Lamar Jackson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, George Kittle, Deontay Johnson, Joe Mixon, Jalen Waddle, Younghoe Koo, and Bengals D taking on Minnesota, Nick Mullen.
That's a Saturday game, too.
Interesting. Spags has Josh Allen, Devin Singletary, Stephon Diggs, Pat Freiermuth, Kenneth Walker, Michael Pittman, Jordan Addison, Tyler Bass, and San Fran taking on Arizona and struggling Kyler. Isn't it nuts that Devin Singletary is fantasy relevant again?
I mean, yeah.
Like, we always wanted it in Buffalo, but now he's like,
playing. I mean, he's running back 33. He hasn't been, I mean, he had a hot stretch weeks 10 through 12. He went 22, 18, and 10. And
yeah.
Other than that, that's really been it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm saying, like, in terms of playoffs, it's kind of like the McKinnon of last year. Like,
sure. That's good. That's actually a very good
comparison. But not as good. McKinnon last year was.
Oh, he was ridiculous.
Killer is 20 points in the
like
game.
He's
getting
like two touchdowns a game.
And, I mean, stinks that he doesn't have Ramondre. That obviously
that's killer. I don't have him in another league, and it's killing me.
I don't have him in my dynasty either.
Because he was, like, just consistent. Ramondre was, I should say.
So Josh Allen getting Dallas this week. Dallas defense kind of did all right against the Eagles.
That is true, but Dallas defense 2 weeks ago against the Seahawks put up the worst performance of the season. They were minus 1 point. So.
Yeah, I don't get that one either. This game is in Buffalo, too, which is not the best for Dallas, but this isn't to mess with you, Spags, but Jordan Love against the Bucks.
No.
Let me spin a little yarn here.
Let me just say what I was going to say. I think Josh Allen is matchup proof. You could put him against anybody.
I know. He's 20 points every week.
You could start him against the Browns.
Is he 20 points every week?
But, I mean, he's quarterback one. He's the number one fantasy player in the whole country. Like, better than McCaffrey.
Mamma mia.
He's number one QB, number one overall.
Well.
You can't bench that guy.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Bucks, who Jordan Love is playing the Bucks. They've allowed the second highest points per dropback when they're in zone coverage. I mean, Ritter just threw 340 yards against them. Desmond Ritter.
Again, look what happened with Dallas 2 weeks ago. When Geno Smith. Geno Smith carved them up.
I mean, you're right. I will say Diggs.
Debunked.
Stephon Diggs.
Oh, he's been terrible.
And his last seven games have averaged 53 yards.
He's been bad.
It hasn't been good. I mean, what is it? Wide receiver 8 now?
I mean, from weeks 10 on, he went 4-4, 16, by week 4.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you look at the beginning to the end.
His beginning was ridiculous.
The one thing.
But he's still getting the target.
I think he'll be fine because of Dallas, them playing man coverage. Like, Steph can beat man coverage.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. The thing is that who's that new OC now?
Joe Brady.
Joe Brady, yeah. He's starting to scheme up targets for other guys. And before it was just Josh.
That's
and
not
Steph
necessarily true because Gabe Davis doesn't get anything.
No,
get
you're
two
right.
Targets
you're right. But James Cook is getting more involved with the pass game. And just some, they're just, again, it's like design plays versus run around, go crazy.
Right.
On Zach's side with Lamar getting Jacksonville, if Flacco can throw 300 yards on him, come on.
Lamar's Jacksonville's being a little leaky lately. They're not very good.
They really haven't. Though. It's kind of rough. Like, it doesn't make sense in a way.
Right.
The Lions are averaging 141 rush yards per game the last 3 weeks, and Denver just gave up a pretty decent game to Eckler.
Okay.
And a lot of that came from Austin Eckler's receptions, which is perfect for Gibbs.
Yep, true.
So that could be a great thing for him. George Kittle's been pretty decent of late.
Kittle's been balling.
He's had Purdy's eye. 15-8.
Kittle's tied in 3 on the season.
Wow, he's been getting targets, way more targets than normal.
Mm-hmm.
6-5, 6-5, 9. I guess Deontay Johnson playing with
Mitchell.
Yeah, Trubisky likes him.
I mean, he only had 7 targets, 3 catches. He did have a touchdown, though.
Gives you 10 points. That's all you need from some of these guys. You just want 10, and you worry about, like, Gibbs scoring huge, Lamar scoring huge.
Right.
Mixon getting Minnesota. Minnesota is a major blitzing team, but what Browning and the Bengals do well is screens. Mm-hmm. Actually, right now, Browning, he leads the league in yards out of the backfield, which is crazy. But I don't know. Waddle getting the Jets, tough matchup. Addison has just not been anything of late.
He fell off. I mean, he's got no quarterback. Throw him.
I mean, so if you're Spags, like, do you try to sneak one of these other guys in?
I mean, if Brian Robinson plays, I think you got to play him. He's questionable. He's questionable coming out of a bye week, too.
I kind of, even though Philly is under a red in terms of their run defense, they're running against the running backs. They have not been very good of recent.
Right.
Kenneth Walker could be fine.
Is he healthy? Yeah, there's no tag. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he played last week, I believe, too.
Oh, you're right. You got.
Man. Michael Pittman's just, he's a free agent after this year.
Is he?
I think so. He's going to have like a 1,200 yard season to his credit.
He's
a dog.
He's been good.
He's great. This is tough. I think
I'm going to go for, I'll go first. I think I'm going to go with the hot hand. I think I'm going to go with Zach. He's won five in a row. He's got the momentum.
That's what I was leaning to.
Spags is kind of leaking.
And only because Josh Allen has been turnover prone. And if there's one thing Dallas is good at, it's getting turnovers.
Talking about the guy's number one fantasy player.
Again, I'm just saying he might have a normal week, which could hurt Diggs in the long run.
Yeah.
I will say for Singletary, Tennessee, they don't have, who's that big D tackle they got? Jeffrey Simmons. So he could be fine, but Davis Mills running that offense? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I like the Lamar Gibbs mixing. Although, in terms of defense, Spags has the upper hand, I think.
Well, special teams, his kicker's kind of tied to his. To Diggs and Allen, his kicker's Bass, so that they're all kind of tied together. Like, if they have a down game, he might be screwed regardless.
Big time in all of it.
Yeah. I mean, having a kicker put up points is huge.
Oh, yeah. 15. If you can get 15 plus from your kicker, it's like, okay.
It's crazy.
I'm scoring.
I mean, Bass is the 16th kicker. He's kind of falling off a little bit.
Well, yeah. He's been changing kickers left and right, though.
Yeah.
These guys have history.
Oh, yeah. They played first round of the playoffs last year.
Wow.
And I feel like Spags won last year. Yeah, Spags won
the whole thing. Yeah. So
Zach's looking for revenge.
And he might get it. Wow. Zach, if you beat Spags, you better text message the hell out of him. The next matchup. The one that matters.
Oh boy.
It's 8-6 third place. How dare you take it on 7-7 sixth place? Bad trade specialist. 108-107 the projection. It's tight.
Ooh,
it's in Rice's favor.
I was going to say his favor is.
Rice has Trevor Lawrence, Austin Eckler, AJ Brown, TJ Hawkinson, Zach Moss, Rasheed Rice, Devonta Smith, Harrison Bucker, and Miami D taking on the Jets. And I have Sam Howell, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, Jake Ferguson, Breece Hall, Tony Pollard, Tyler Lockett, Dustin Hopkins, and Dallas. That was close.
Did it again.
Dallas D taking on the
risky.
Bills. Again, I think that Allen could provide enough turnovers. Like a pick six is not out of question there. They just did all right against the Eagles. I don't know. I will say I've been sitting here like, do I drop somebody to go pick up Raiders D?
Got to be an hour.
I know, but it's like, it makes sense. No Allen, Easton Stick, they're a heap, they're a mess. They barely scored any points against the Patriots even when they were all healthy.
Right.
But I'm just like, but I did this last week.
Yeah.
Put the Packers in.
Yeah.
He got me one. And
I'm
just like, okay, play your team, play what you want. On my side, and I'm nervous, that's why I picked Rico Dowdle. Pollard is tied with CMC and carries inside the 5-yard line. But CMC converts 33% compared to Tony Pollard's 15%. I think Dallas is looking for something in terms of a change.
Pollard has 3 touchdowns the last 4 games.
Okay, you want to scratch Rico Dowdle off of
that? It's your call.
And just go Logan Thomas and Kareem Hunt?
It's your call.
Let's do that. We'll be safe. No one do. So gambling minute pick changes. No Rico Dowdle, but in a wild one if you want to do it. Also, the Eagles allow the most fantasy points, to the most receptions, the most touchdowns to wide receivers, and the second most yards.
Wow.
I'm hoping Tyler Lockett can do something with that.
One thing's for sure. Monday Night Football is going to be crazy when it comes down to your guys' matchup, because he's got A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith, and you got Tyler Lockett.
And for those two guys, the Eagles wide receivers, Seattle D has allowed the fifth most points, the sixth most receptions, the tenth most receiving yards per game, and also allow the fifth most touchdowns to wide receivers.
Wow.
It's over under 50 points.
Is it really?
It's huge, yeah.
Wow.
So that's pretty good in his favor for sure for those wide receivers. And I mean, Devonta Smith has been on a tear of late. Trevor Lawrence has two or fewer passing touchdowns in 12 games, and he had his sixth highest turnover worthy plays versus the Browns, and now he gets Baltimore.
Three picks last week, man. They were bad picks too.
Yeah, he's hurt on that high ankle sprain. He's trying to push through it.
That was a little overblown. I mean, he wasn't even limping or anything.
Yeah. Now I will say, not to confuse you, Rice, you make your own choices. Browning. He's been quarterback 4 the last 2 weeks and leads quarterbacks in yards out of the backfield, like I said. And two of the three best games by a Bengals quarterback this year came from Browning. But
the Vikings D. Like really
Minnesota
good. Really good.
Hasn't allowed a quarterback 1 since week 5.
You got a lot of notes over there.
I do on this matchup for sure. Lastly, Austin Eckler had his lowest rush share of the year last week, which is they said they were going to try and bring Kelly in. But he had his highest route participation, so...
That's true.
Also, for the Eagles D, the Eagles defense in the last 10 drives, they've given up 9 touchdowns and 1 field goal. Granted, that was Brock Purdy and Dak Prescott.
Right.
But still, count them out. Also, CMC only had 3% target share last week, hoping that changes. But at this point, I got to play Breece if he's a glorified wide receiver who gets a little bit of rushing work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Taysom Hill is healthy, I might think about it only because they might put him in at quarterback. Derek Carr's bad.
I know. I feel like he's getting so beat up, though, that they're going to just kind of minimize his touches.
I guess that's true, but if he's healthy...
Doesn't seem like he's healthy. He's going to be playing banged up. So I don't know. I mean, Derek Carr is
bad. He's limited
bad.
Again. He's trending towards a return.
Yeah, well, you're not going to play him for Ferguson.
And it's against the... But it's against the Giants. I don't know. I'm just like, yeah, Ferguson has been great, but he disappears sometimes. I'm just nervous about what the weather's going to be like. And
he's got 8 targets the last 2 games. Eight targets each.
They're right. What am I thinking? What is he, like tight end 4?
He's tight end 8.
8? Yeah, it's tough to sit. I am nervous for Pollard, but I just got to run it. Again, Buffalo is bad against running backs. And how will I trust?
Yeah.
Gotta just hope he throws the ball around.
Let's let him sling it. It's weird. Like, coming off that bye week, I feel like Commanders haven't played in like a month, but it's only been 1 week.
Oh, I know. Do you know the Commanders, the Washington defense in the last 3 games they've played has given up 105 points?
Jeez.
So that's another over-under.
Like, what, 30 points a game? 35
at least,
points a game?
Yeah. Well, they got destroyed by Miami.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But, yeah, that over-under is at 50, so I'm just hoping, all right, Rams, slam it, so Howell can throw the ball.
Crazy.
But it's been rushing touchdowns, so hopefully he can, I don't know. I'm nervous, man.
You're freaking out, right?
I'm a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. Zach Moss getting Pittsburgh, they're nothing fancy. And Rashid Rice, I don't know. It'll be interesting, that New England game. What if New England somehow beats the Chiefs?
I mean, I guess you can't roll it out. Chiefs stink.
They lost to, did they lose to the Jets? No. Well, I'm obviously going to pick me.
So I came into this thinking I was going to pick Rice because he does have the most points scored on the season by a significant amount, I think. Yeah, by like 35 points. But I think I'm going to go with you.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, McCaffrey, obviously, playing Arizona. I mean, Arizona's terrible.
Kyron Williams just lit them up. Everybody lights up Arizona.
Yeah, I feel like the Bills-Cowboys game is going to be pretty high scoring. I just don't like the Trevor Lawrence with the Ravens. And Zach Moss has been sneaky, like not very good.
Really?
Ever since he got the ball back. Yeah. 8, 7, and 6 the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, that is. And he's still, like the one game, he had 19 carries.
No, he's getting carries. He's just not being very efficient. So that's why I'm going to go with you.
That would be great. And then I'll meet up with the team I created in Sikkim. Or no, I play Mikey, I think.
Are you the 4 seed?
How does this work?
No, you would play Sikkoni.
I would play Sikkoni?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Yep.
Oh, that's nerve wracking.
Well, don't put the cart in front of the horse, man.
That's true. I gotta worry about this week.
Jeez.
That's what I told my guys last week. I said, don't worry about it. This is on me.
Yep.
Look. And I asked the guys, I was like, do you want me to put a winning lineup in, or do you want to play next week? And they were like, no, we want to play next week. So I didn't go for the bye.
All right, anything else?
That's it for me.
Me too. Good luck in the playoffs.
Thanks, man. Good luck to those guys out there.
We'll catch you next week. Play out with another...
And for those of you that are dead and gone, you know, you can still listen. Follow up what happens with the league.
See you next week.
Why are people listening?